Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your computer.
There is nothing wrong with your audio
or your video. We are controlling transmission
for the next hour,
and we will control all that you hear.
Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer.
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
You are about to experience the awe and mystery
which reaches from the inner mind to Terror Chats. Thinking outside of the box. You are listening to Terror Chat, the Night Zone, on blogtalkradio.com. This is a live event.
Please don't say it.
Welcome to the Night Zone. My name is Colin Knight. I shall be your host for the next 1 hour. Have we got a good show for you? Hang in there.
IPV is a recent phenomenon which has raised its ugly head and manifested itself throughout the internet chatland. Although the IPV is a spawn, their existence in chat continues to permeate around decent members of chatland. The spread of IPV activity, as observed by a number of chat-friendly operatives, shows an alarming growth, especially in contentious areas such as politics and religion. The feeding frenzy created in internet chat rooms and scope throughout the internet
is disturbing.
TerrorChat, the Night Zone, have been investigating this phenomenon for over 6 months. The research and pre-production team had scheduled the primetime special to air in January. However, as the holiday season approaches, our IPV revealers are concerned at the opportunities for a feeding frenzy of IPVs on holiday internet chat, and it will be devastating to some areas of chat. Further validation of IPV existence has come from random users of the internet chat areas in Yahoo and Paltalk, and in lesser terms MSN, Google Chat, TeenSpeak, FreeTalk, etc. This has necessitated moving our air date for IPV revelations to tonight.
In the Night Zone, tonight, we shall discuss IPVs, what they are, how to identify, and how to reduce their efficiency to feed on internet chat. Protecting against becoming an IPV meal? Next on the Night Zone. And can't get mTOR.
Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
You are listening to Terror Chat.
The whole problem with Planet X is it happens not only before that, but it also happens before the Great Tribulation.
All information provided in the Terror Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerrorChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerrorChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight. IPVs.
What are they? What do they do? So what is an IPV? An IPV is a unique internet spawn of destruction. Its parent is a well-documented societal issue known as psychic vampirism. Instead of blood, their drug is energy. Chat energy. I am sure there are some room owners and users scoffing at this information tonight. I dare say those who remain in denial and minimize this issue will no doubt rue the day.
IPV, Internet Psychic Vampires.
Are they real? Tonight, in the Night Zone, we shall be looking into the IPV phenomenon which has manifested itself in internet chats. Many of you who travel the internet chat rooms after tonight will probably be able to identify a known number of IPVs, and I'm sure you have many stories of their actions. Phone lines shall be open at the bottom of the hour for your calls and questions.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
When I was first presented with this show outline and background information, with actual chat members' names and proof of this phenomenon, I must admit I was skeptical. The names presented to me were not unfamiliar. In fact, I believe I chuckled about them for days. Until I was transported into the shadows of internet chat on Yahoo, PalTalk, by IPV revealers who keep an eye on this matter, and shown firsthand how, where, when the IPVs gather and feed. I observed firsthand their hierarchy, their pecking order, if you will. I watched as IPVs manipulated its prey into a feeding position. I observed IPVs enter chat rooms, ignoring or oblivious of current discussion, and souring the positive flow of a chat room by subject change or nasty verbal shots to raise the energy of that room to feeding levels. I remember thinking to myself that IPVs were very much like a wounded or injured loner coyote, prepared to do whatever is required in order to feed, circling for attack, whimpering if necessary. Confident in knowing that they can feed at will under the guise of a ranking official of a room or a senior chatter with unproven bona fides, IPVs entrench themselves in the inner circles of chat rooms and cloak themselves in legitimacy and lawfulness, a perfect spawning ground. The IPVs mix up the chat with negative and sometimes abusive statements, changing topic to confrontational discussions and demanding their will. Their verbal attacks or negative statements are assured to raise the psychic energy and tempers within that chat room, gluttonously feeding on the negative energy generated by their statements or actions. They enjoy themselves. As I said, if I had not been shown proof of the IPVs, I would be as skeptical as you are probably right now. The idea that someone draws energy from another is out there, but to do it over the internet? When we return, we shall report our findings to you, our loyal audience. You will be the judge of this information.
The story you are about to hear is true.
Listening to Terrorchat.
The whole problem with Planet X is it happens not only before that, but it also happens before the Great Tribulation.
All information provided in the Terrorchat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although Terrorchat takes all precautions to provide quality information, Terrorchat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
So what do you think, huh? What do you think, what do you think, what do you think, what do you know? I gotta tell you, when we started to look into internet psychic vampires, I was chuckling all of the way and imagining all kinds of people. And I have to tell you that it is a very real situation. And the more I looked into it, I have to tell you, it's crazy out there. It is crazy out there. Tonight we shall be examining the internet psychic vampires, the truths, the myths, how to protect yourself from an attack. With tonight, I have two special guests, which is really good for me tonight. because I need help working this psychic vampire stuff out. I have Chris Holly from Endless Journey with me tonight, also from the Night Zone blog. And Chris, I hope to goodness you're not going to scare the daylights out of me again tonight.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to do what you're trying to do, present this information, because I find it extremely important, in a sense, for people to be able to defend themselves about this thing of psychic vampires, not only on the Internet, which I found very interesting to watch it and see it going on in the Internet, but in their own lives, too. Everyone knows people that they deal with them, be it a relative or a friend or a neighbor or a work colleague, that they drain you. They are such downers. They make you feel miserable about yourself. By the time they leave, you want to lay down. You never want to see them again. That's a psychic vampire. And I was as shocked as you were to see it translate onto the chats. And
well, Sorry. When I first heard about it, when the story developers brought this to me, I got to tell you, I had a good giggle with it. I really did. I took many of the old-time chatters that you and I both know throughout the Internet, and I kind of that little role model and put them into these little pigeonholes of who they were. And I was shocked and astounded. And then when I started looking at the current trends, I was even more astounded.
Well, it's definitely it's been going on since Internet chat, I guess, gained the voice option. And once they got that voice option, I think Amy might be able to deal with that with us better and explain it better. They were able to get in there and do their feeding, as you call it, drain the people, make them just depressed and down and awful. What's interesting, though, as these people seem to not be happy with just one or two rooms full of people, some of them will go all night long, room to room to room to room, dragging the rooms down, controlling the conversation for maybe even a few minutes at a time, turning it ugly and mean and depressed, suck the life out of the place, and leave and go do it to another room. So
I think I think I was married to that person.
Well,
no, I could be mistaken, but gee, there's some similarities there. And I do have on the line also with us, Chris, Amy, our residential pagan witch. Good evening, Amy. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Colin. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Amy, have you? How have you felt and how have you sensed the Internet psychic vampires, those that suck the life out of rooms? Have you had personal experience with these people also?
Yes, I do. Well, I read energies as well, and so I've learned how to feel their energy when they come in, so I'm pretty much aware. But the ones that on the Internet, they use the energy from the ionosphere. You know, it's that level of energy that's invisible to the human eye, and that's the one that supports, like, the ultraviolet and the radio and the satellite, all the energy waves. And so they are able to tap into that. And
do they know they're tapping into it?
Some do, some don't. Some do it on purpose. It's like an addiction, the high, the rush, the energy rush. It's like a drug to them. And so some do, like as Chris was saying, you know, they go and just totally destroy a room's energy and change it from nice and peaceful to just everybody is at each other's throat because it's like a storm, an emotional storm. And they manipulate that energy and pull it and pull out with, like, tentacles to them and just kind of spin their web. And they love it because they get such a rush. And some do that on purpose because they love that feeling. And then there are those that they are just negative in their own being. And they hate the way life is going for them. And it comes across. I don't know if you've ever met someone that when you ask them how they are, and they really tell you, and you're sorry you asked. Seriously.
Yeah.
I call
them schlep rocks. Do you remember schlep rock from the Flintstones?
Yeah.
You know, how's it going? And he's got the cloud rain pouring all over him. That's what I see those people as, for sure.
I work with a lady like that. Anyways, but that they affect everyone around them.
Absolutely.
You can come in a good mood, and it's like, oh my God, you know, what happened to this back here? You know.
Well, I've seen chat rooms do exactly the same thing. You have somebody come tearing into the room in a foul mood, or has some kind of chip on their shoulder. And before you know it, the whole room is fighting. And
those that come in and they have so many problems. Oh, poor me. And that also changes the energy. And what they end up doing is the whole energy field changes. And so then next thing you know, they've left and everybody's like, God, what happened?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. And as you enter the Night Zone, we're talking about IPVs, Internet Psychic Vampires, and we have with us our residential pagan witch, Amy, and Chris Holly from Endless Journey Night Zone blog. Now, Chris, you know that there are IPVs out there listening tonight. You know, you have to take that as a guaranteed. And have you heard or sense the feeding frenzy, the buzz about this this particular show tonight? It is absolutely amazing how they can whip something out of nothing.
Well, I think that this would frighten them, that we're bringing to light their game, because you can deal with them, and you can stop them, and you can halt it dead in its tracks. And I'd like to say that Amy is where I went to when I started to really look into this and I had questions. I knew to ask Amy, and I was right to ask Amy, because I was dealing in the metaphysical with some other subjects that will come out in the future, and talking to people who were filling me in more and more on this subject, and I knew that Amy was the level-headed, correct person for me to question, and that's who we will question tonight. But yes, I think that this show will make it very uncomfortable for them to go back and go in and attack and drain these people. And the people more aware that they don't have to stand for it. I have a question for Amy, and for you too, Colin. Amy, do you feel that the difference here between the people, these draining people, is intent, where the psychic vampire, who is a bit dangerous, it's their intention to go in and hurt and harm, and the other people with terrible lives that have turned their energy black around them are not aware that they're dragging down everyone around, you know, in their near their circle of defeat, so to speak. Am I correct in saying it's the intention?
I think most of it, yes. I think that those who actively go into chat rooms as psi vamps really do go in there with a purpose, because, as I said, they enjoy the rush of the energy that they get when they... And the thing is if you've been attacked by one in the past and you do not learn to shield and protect yourself from that kind of attack, then it's like you're a walking buffet table for them. It's like blood in the water for a shark. You know, they come back after you, you know, and they intentionally stir you up so that they can up the level of energy. And so, yeah, I think that the ones that we meet, you know, sometimes, and there are some that come in the room and, you know, they are just negative people. That's all there is. And they don't understand that they're draining the room. But the Psyvants themselves, yes, they actively seek out their prey.
So they're the ones that they're the ones that do the frenzy attacks, in other words, very much like piranhas almost.
Well, there are some that travel in groups, yeah. If you'll notice in some of the chat rooms, they come in two or three at a time together. Raiders, people call them room raiders. Well, that's
right.
They're the same.
Yeah, we have noticed that on a number of chat channels that there is a conscious effort. And it makes sense. You know, the minions come in and whip up the room to a frenzy. And, you know, and then the internet psychic vampire comes in and scoops up all of the energy that's created. This is a scary, scary idea, guys. And when I first came up and looked at this, I thought we were all out of our minds, but not now. Uh-uh.
This is Terror Chat. You're in the Night Zone. Call it. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
There we go. I have to tell you that when we were getting this stuff together, a buddy of mine IM'd me on Pal Talk, and he said, "I hope you have your maple leaf crucifix handy, buddy. It's going to be a bumpy ride." And so I have my maple leaf crucifix handy, so none of these psychic vampires can get to me. And it probably is going to be a very bumpy ride. Hopefully more bumpier for them than it will be for me. But so, ladies, many that have traveled through the internet chat rooms, both Yahoo and PalTalk, you know, are probably listening out there. And I hope your stories and information, as well as the Night Zone, can keep many of them safe from harm.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people, actually, who've never really thought about after, you know, so all of a sudden they'll be in a room and it's just like, "I am so tired," or all of a sudden I have such a headache, or, you know, you can't concentrate, or after being in the chat room, then, you know, you can't sleep too well, or you're just kind of irritable the next day and you're like, "What is wrong with me?" That it's because they've come in contact and they don't understand that they're energy has been messed with, you know, I sort of like sampled. And a lot of people do not understand that when you go into some of these rooms, and especially in the metaphysical and the spiritual rooms, because you come in contact with a lot of different people in there from different areas.
Right.
And so just the regular lay person, they have no idea how to protect themselves at all in there.
Right. Because they're not conscious of internet psychic vampires. They're not conscious of people that draw on the negative energies of people.
Well, that, and they have no idea who they're dealing with in the metaphysical, because, I mean, there are people who practice different things in every aspect, and some of them also incorporate things into their life and pull energy as well. You know, readers, right. they also read energies and sometimes pull if they're not paying attention to what they're doing. So, yeah, it could. But, no, they're not used to dealing with psi vamps at all.
Right. You know, so. But there again, there are just some people out there that are just downright nasty, right?
Yes,
and that are not, you know, they're not psychic vampires. They don't know what they're doing. They are just genuinely nasty people for whatever the life has dealt their cards.
Well,
so,
I actually have a friend who is a psi vamp, and the rule was that when he came into the room that I admined in, he was not allowed to feed in there. But he would come in and tell me about being in another room, you know, because he could go in more than one room at a time.
Right.
And he would come back and tell me what it was that he was doing, you know, and I'm like, would you stop? You know, and
that's
he would chuckle about it.
That's yeah. A little voyeuristic, isn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, it's like, hey, I'm bragging about what I'm doing, you know. But he thought it was funny because the thing is he was getting a rush. From taking the energy, but he was also getting a rush from coming back into a room and telling me, hey, this is what I'm doing. And I'm like,
right.
Don't harm anybody. That was my only rule. Because the thing is, it doesn't matter if they're sanguine vampires or psi vampires. I mean, that's their lifestyle. And, you know, and sometimes in a relationship, they, you know, or even in their clan, they all feed off each other and other things. But then you have the ones that don't have any ethics, and their whole intent is to harm people.
Right. And there are those. I mean, just in every society, there are always those that'll skirt the rules and regulations and
exactly.
You know, do whatever they do. In my notes, Amy, my crack terror chat research team, They give me a piece of scrap paper that says that you're going to help us explain how to protect ourselves from IPVs. So there is protection against this phenomenon, Amy?
Yes, there are ways that you can do that.
Okay.
There, for one thing, if you are well rested and relaxed, and if you eat before you go into a room, because eating grounds you. It grounds your energy. It connects you back to the earth, for one thing. Also, if you're out in public and you come in contact and you really don't want to do anything, the quickest way to close the circuit and kind of protect yourself, you can cross your ankles and place the tips of your index fingers and your thumbs of each hand together. What that does is closed off your personal cycle of energy to the outside world. And
right.
No one knows what you're doing. So also, the one thing that I was talking to Chris about was shielding. My daughter equates it to, if you've ever seen on The Wizard of Oz, when the good witch Glinda comes down to talk to Dorothy and she's floating in a pink bubble, and she comes floating down. It's after the house is falling onto the Wicked Witch, of course. But you take and you focus and surround yourself with a bubble. See yourself in this bubble of energy that is totally surrounding you. As above, so below, everything is completely surrounded. And you are surrounding yourself with your own personal sphere of energy that keeps other people out. And you just kind of keep layering that on. You have to kind of visualize it in your mind's eye.
But as an internet user, speaking with you, I would not know you have that bubble, correct?
No, you would not. Unless you actually read energies or you reach out kind of and touch me and then you kind of, you're like, oh, I can't get through. I have a friend who actually does, she's in a suit of armor. That is how she, it's like, you know, she's completely protected, like Joan of Arc is the way I equate her to. But whatever works for you to kind of visualize your surrounded, sort of like, I don't know, you've seen people put like tinfoil or something on their windows to kind of keep out sunlight or whatever. Well, okay, you can surround yourself with this and just kind of keep layering it to where it's like you can see out but no one can see in. You know, you are well protected. And you kind of surround yourself and you just tell yourself, in this time and space, in this sacred place, I am protected. You know, it, whatever chant works for you, whatever energy, you know, however it is, but you have to do it in your mind's eye. And you have to practice this because it takes practice to build your shield strong enough to keep people out.
And obviously you have to believe in it. I mean,
goes without saying, yeah.
but you would be surprised. I know a number of people that are taking a number of ancient arts, if you will, but they don't believe in them, but they're cool things to do.
Exactly.
So you have to believe in it. It has to be something that comes from within, I guess you would say. So Chris, tell me, I got to tell you, do you remember several years ago we ran some articles on Terra Firma regarding internet addiction, especially in the elderly? Do you remember those?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, looking back on them now, I looked at the archives the other day, and I have to say that we're going back nearly 5 years. So it must have been about 4 years ago we were discussing internet addiction. And IPV sound awful lot alike them, but of course we never called them that then.
No, we didn't. And I want to add something to what Amy was just telling you about shielding yourself. I used to always do a method of shielding, but not as correctly as I should have, and I've since been using it. And if you learn to believe in your own energy and form a protective coat so that no one can interfere with you, something else happens too. You are able to stand back and watch what's actually going on in these chat communities that you might be, you know, partaking in. You will actually see things that you've never noticed before, including all this psychic vampire draining nonsense that's going on all over. And I just want to interject one other thing that Amy might also help me with, is that in your normal life, you can deal with psychic vampires to the point they can almost destroy your real-time life. And you have to learn how to defend yourself with that. I dealt with one in my family that almost destroyed my family. And I was putting up with it because, frankly, it was a relative, until this person attacked one of my children. When that happened, I was able to center my energy into a ball of fire I didn't even know I possessed. And I not only blew this psychic vampire out of my house, but off of my land and out of our family. And I've been able to keep that wall up and that person away from us, and the entire family went back to a better life and a more loving life. So we all have the ability to do this. We just have to realize it and use it when you have to. You have to stand up to things like this that happen to you. So this shielding and this use of your own energy is very important. Now, Colin, I thought about that situation years ago with those people, and I'll tell you what I think was going on. Those rooms got so foul and so terrible and so negative and so warlike. I think what we were watching were psychic vampires fighting for territory, and everyone else was just given over to the war. That's exactly what I think went on.
I think that's not a bad analogy. It's definitely worth thinking about for sure, because as you know, there was a combat zone there for a long time, and the exiles, if you will, who left willingly, some left not so willingly, found a better home over on Paltalk, and it sure looks like the same thing is starting to manifest itself again, almost like a preconceived destiny of man, where we're just repeating the same problems over and over again with no real advancement to use the technology of a chat, internet chat around the world. Much like the radio station here, the abilities to for the Night Zone to hit three continents within seconds of each other with a live broadcast is pretty amazing.
Yes, and what we need to work on also with the differences in the chat systems, well, some places there is no defense, there's no one in charge, and it's every man for himself. And I personally think that's a dangerous place to be if you do not know how to defend yourself, shield yourself, protect yourself, whatever, however you want to think of it. But in the chat systems, like a PalTalk chat system, where there are moderators and owners of these rooms that have the ability to take people out of their chat rooms, I think these people have to be focused on watching for psychic vampires and things like that, and protecting the people in their rooms, not just
even
close
though,
to blind eye.
Even though they may never admit that they listen to the broadcast or they believe us. Because as you know, the internet chat is a very fickle place. And the idea that you would tune in and listen to something that may not quite be the norm, then you're a bad conservative, or you're a bad Republican, or you're a bad this, or you're a bad that. I mean, it's a very strange society at best.
Well, I guess in those small-minded closed rooms, possibly, but there's many, many rooms in PalTalk, and many who will listen to this and recognize it and understand that it's another obligation if you are controlling something where people come in mass to, you know, partake in your little community that you're building. You need to protect them in a sense. So understanding that these energy drainers are there is something they need to watch out for. Otherwise, they will become destroyed, and it'll go over to, you know, other types of chat clients where people just don't show up anymore. So if you are enjoying what you're doing, you have to learn to protect and defend it as well. So and those that are closed-minded, well, they won't listen to anything that's outside of their tiny little small realm of whatever anyway, so I wouldn't worry about them.
Yeah, really. And the 20 or so per chat room isn't that great a number. Unfortunately, it's just, I just feel guilty because there are those trapped souls, you know, that are smothering themselves in these small rooms without looking at a bigger picture out there. But guess what? Hans is doing his thing. You know what that means. We'll be right back. In the Night Zone, we'd like to know what you think, so we open the phone lines each live session, and tonight is no different.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
If you are a registered listener, you can come to our virtual studio by clicking the chat button on the Terror Chat blog talk page, and just click on the Talk to Host button.
347-324-3287. Call in now. 347-324-3287. You're in the Night Zone with the Calling Knights.
Now, you are in the Night Zone, by the way, and we are talking about internet psychic vampires. Now, I guess where we could take this is we could start listing off people that we all know and their styles and their mannerisms and how they go about their business. And I guess we could try and play the trailer trash kind of of understanding of what psychic vampires are all about. But I think what's more important is to understand how to, A, recognize them, and then, B, how to counteract them. Now, Amy, you talk about building your own shield and building that bubble, if you will, around you. Is this done with meditation? Is this done with hallucinogenic drugs?
No. Because
I could see how that would work.
I've Actually, meditation is a very good way for you to start, because what it does is centers your energy within yourself. And in your mind's eye, you start visualizing this shield of light that's around you. You can even make it where, like, you have, like, little tentacles that come up like a porcupine would shoot its quills out. Like, if, you know, you're being psychically attacked, then they would just automatically just come up, and so they would kind of get a poking, if you will, when they try to latch on.
Could I be 20 years younger?
If that's what you want to be.
I'm liking this already.
You know, the thing is that you're empowering yourself.
Right.
That is what you have to do, is taking your own energy and taking control. Don't give the power to someone else. And see, that is what they play upon, is because the majority of people do not shield when they come. And I tell people all the time, and I told Chris, I said, never come on without shielding. Never step out your front door without shielding. The holiday season is coming up. These people are going to be out there. And you're going to be, especially if you're susceptible to feeling and empathic to other people's energies and feel what they feel and things, protect yourself.
Right.
You know, empower yourself. And that's where, I think, in chat rooms, I think even these moderators and the owners, they have a responsibility to protect the people in their room. And I think that they need to work on recognizing people as they come in and saying, hey, you know, I need to watch that one right there.
Well, in all fairness, a number of the rooms that I do frequent, they do a darn good job for the most part. But like any good IPV, they worm their way into the society. They don't. They're not just a one strike type of attacker. They if they find a good feeding ground, they will feed on that feeding ground and keep that ground alive, so that they have a continuous feeding base.
That is true. They know where they can come, like help rooms, you
exactly.
know, where people come to get guidance and come to get help. They know they can find them in there. And if you actually have someone who's been at it a while, they actually, their energy can, once they've connected to someone, can actually stay with them. They don't disconnect. And so even though this person is no longer in the room or they're no longer online, they still feel like they're just drug out because, you know, this vamp is actually still connected to them and still draining the energy.
Right. We do remind our guests out there tonight that we are live November the 18th. It is a Tuesday evening. And 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287 is the live number tonight. If you get the urge to call, by all means do so. Your anonymity is your guide. As we look at the internet chat, Chris, looking at the world in general, and as you know, we've been through the Planet X, the 2012, and all of the identifying signatures of what's supposedly to come. Do you think that this internet psychic vampire is just another manifestation of something like that?
No, I don't, because I think if we go back to the beginning of our memories when we're small children, we've always known a bully or that aunt that would absolutely just drain the family, and your mother would have to go lay down with a wet rag when she left, and so
mm-hmm.
forth and so on. I think psychic vampires have been with us since the beginning of mankind. They somehow, something in them is lacking, and they need to feed off of your energy, off of mm-hmm. your psyche. They need to try to get at your soul, almost. And you have to be very, you know, on on this and in tune with this, because some people are just miserable. Other people are bullies. And by the way, never fear a bully. Stand up to them. I started at age 3, and a few bloody noses later, I didn't have bully problems because I stood up to them. If someone is bullying you on the internet, stand up to them. They usually fold. You might have to do it a few times, but they will fold because they're usually empty bags of wind. A lot of these psychic vampires, the way they control the owners of the rooms, I have noticed, is because they are bullies. And when they come into the room, they are so overpowering and so obnoxious that it's almost easier to let them run their mouth, because you know eventually they will leave. And
right.
They don't understand is that that's the very thing that's draining the room, while this bully to them is draining their room visitors, or you know, whatever you
yeah.
want to call them. And it's a very difficult situation, and I think that it's much easier just to stand up to all those, I call them soul defective people, that are either
right.
psychic vampires or bullies or both. And
yeah.
everyone can do it. Each one of you out there, all of us here, have our own energy. And once you close it off and you protect it, it's very strong. And if a bully or a vampire, a psychic sucking vampire, comes your way and knocks at your door, we each have the power of a gamma ray burst inside of us. Take and turn it towards that psychic vampire or that bully and give them a little blast back. My thinking is they will turn and look for an easier ground.
Right.
It's the way I deal with it, and I think that everyone
to be
should consider it.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I just treat it with the contempt that it deserves. I take it as humor. At times that, you know, they actually make this verbal attack attempt. I think it's a giggle. You know, it's like going back to your roots. And speaking of back to my roots.
All information provided in my TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
In the Night Zone, we'd like to know what you think. So we open the phone lines each live session, and tonight is no different.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
If you are a registered listener, you can come to our virtual studio by clicking the chat button on the TerraChat blog talk page and just click on the talk to host button.
347-324-3287. Call in now. 347-324-3287. You're in the Night Zone with the Colin Knight.
Are we all back online here and alive?
Oh,
are we up and at it? There we go.
Someone didn't like what we were saying.
Evidently not.
Well, it is to be expected. I also have somebody in our virtual studio that is typing like crazy trying to get attention. If somebody could give him attention, it would make him a much happier person, I think. But, you know, girls, we've all witnessed on the internet, I'm sure, a number of IPVs. Now, although we are identifying their actions and description of their attack methods, due to legal reasons, we cannot identify them persons by chat name. However, by the time we have finished tonight's description, I hope we've given a pretty good identifiable links to who they could be. I think getting their MO, their method of operation, out there, front and center, where listeners and internet chatters can be aware, they can watch for these telltale signs of an IPV attack, and maybe we can, you know, protect someone out there just once or twice. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. I think you need to listen. Anyone on the internet that's trying to control you or make you unhappy or depress you or force their opinions on you so that you stop thinking for yourself, all of that's dangerous, and you have to defend against it. But then you have to understand that there's another step deeper, and that's these psychic vampires that are out to just absolutely drain you. And, you know, that's not a healthy thing, and it's not a good place for you to be. And listen to us, and if you don't want to shield yourself and you don't have the power of your own energy to defend against it, leave. But don't just sit there and become a meal. It's, you know, not worth the energy you're going to need to replace what they take out of you. Am I right, Amy?
Exactly. There are people, when they come in and, you know, instantly when they come in and you feel like something weird, you know, the room feels a little off, or you get a chill for no reason, or, you know, you just, your heart starts beating a little faster or whatever, and you're just like, what is the deal? It's because your energy just connected with this person. You know, they come in and they knew immediately, like, oh, let me try that one. I'm going to sample this a little bit here, sample this here. So the thing is learn to recognize the symptoms, the signs, whenever you meet someone and you thought, that ain't right. Well, then leave. You know, either leave or learn to shield, because either way you're going to be hurt.
Well, here's a good question out of the virtual studio from Metronome Matrix. Why are the psychic vampires really scared of the angels, bracket us, close brackets?
I don't think they are.
Presuming that I'm an angel, and believe me, there's quite a few people that would like to argue that point. But, I don't think they are scared. I think they've lived in anonymity. I think it's only recently that we've been able to bring them out of the shadows and show them for what they are.
There are some who walk openly, you know, as I do as a witch, you know, and they tell you that that is the practice of vampirism that they practice. You know, they are sized, just like the ones that are sanguivores, you know, that they do the blood, you know, and they're open about it. But then the majority of the ones that are psi vamps, they don't tell anybody, because when you take someone's energy, that is an invasion of their personal space.
Right.
And it's, you know, that's not something they'd like to advertise too well, because then how else are they going to feed on these unsuspecting souls?
Right. And it seems that once they are detected, their efficiency is reduced.
Well, they're not as... it's not as easy for them to find a free meal, no, when they're outed.
And they can't whip up the crowd or get them into a frenzy as easily because people know what they're about.
Exactly. When I admin in, I actually am in a couple of rooms that I admin in, and usually when someone comes in like that, when they start, I just dot them. Like, if you can't talk, you know, just sit there, because then they can't stir the energy and make people react, because they, while it's easy to pull from one person, it's definitely a lot better. It's like having a smorgasbord meal, you know. Why would you settle for a bologna sandwich when you can have a steak? So they want to stir that energy and make it stronger from everybody reacting to what it is that they're saying or doing in the room. And
you know,
if you cut that off at the knees, then, you know, you don't have that problem anymore.
It's funny you should use that, you know, why the smorgasbord statement. I use that in court, and it still cost me a house and a car. But, you know, it didn't work for me, but I guess it could work in other times and places. But I got to tell you, it's not a great one. We're going to take a quickie break, that is. We'll be right back.
On the 13th of March, weird happenings in the skies over Phoenix, and no one seems to be able to explain what it was.
Strange bright lights seen over the skies of Arizona gets a lot of people wondering what the heck.
After 8 p.m., hundreds, maybe thousands of Arizonans reported seeing a triangular-shaped object with 3 to 1,000 people
saw more than stars in the night sky.
The mystery remains unsolved and controversial.
The people who saw the lights will say the lights were orange, they were bright, and they were big, and they were like nothing they've ever seen before. And there's been no official explanation.
This didn't look like anything I've ever seen in my life.
The bigger question is not, is there a phenomenon? What is this?
This is Terror Chat. We are in the night zone. Call it all night.
We all have busy lives and can't always get to the computer at a set time, date, place, and event. So what do you do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the idea. Using your RSS feed, all the archives that Blog Talk Radio provides, you can listen to your favorite show anytime you wish. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, go to your favorite show page, hopefully it's Terror Chats, and download the archive, choose the show that you want to listen to, or tune in to the RSS feed and listen to us live. You'll be glad you did. And you will be glad you did, because there's some good archive shows out there, from Nostradamus to the Planet X to Nibiru, the Anunnaki, some science shows with Dr. Ian O'Neill, and some debate shows, some discussion shows, all kinds of stuff in the Terror Chat archives. So we do invite you to take your time and head down there, have a look around. And to the guests in the virtual studio, we do appreciate your company. I do request that when you leave here, please register as a listener, just so that you can appreciate all the bells and whistles that Blog Talk offers. Now, as we move to the top of the hour, and we move out of this 1 hour, Amy, I'd like to say thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time this evening.
Well, and I appreciate you letting me come talk to y'all.
It's good to have you here, and I appreciate your explanation of how to protect yourself on the Internet and when to protect yourself. And I look forward to us chatting again regarding many other issues. You take care of yourself.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Blessings upon you. And, Chris, as we move through the top of the hour, normally I'd be going to a break here, but I just wanted to kind of keep you online as we roll through the top of the hour. What do you have on deck this week coming up on the blog? What information is rattling around there in that subculture we call metaphysics and paranormal?
Well, as usual, there's sightings all over the world. In fact, there's so many that I would just have to give the blog over to it if I put every single new photo and person's description. And so I try to put on as many, you know, as I can that are different or unusual and not seen all over. I found it very interesting. Unfortunately, they're not on my blog right now, but I did have them all week with the 1870 photos taken up to from 1870 to 1940 of UFO sightings with these crafts over, like, you know, a hay wagon and a man with a mule or whatever. They were very, very interesting, and it makes you say, they didn't really have, you know, Photoshops then to make all these photos. So that was very good. But basically, presently, I'm taking on the subject of 2012. I've been paying attention to everyone's theories. I've been reading everyone's books. I've been trying to line it up, and, of course, I've come up with my own. And that's what's on my blog right now is what I think the 2012 predictions are about. I'm not discounting them. I think that everything that's been left to us as a warning probably will happen. Whether it be in our lifetime or not, I'm not sure. But my doomsday theory comes from a gamma ray burst and not all the other theories. But that's where my mind has been the last few days.
As you know, Terror Chat, especially the Night Zone, we've been chasing the Anunnaki and the Nibiru and the likes, for nigh on a year now. With hopes of getting some kind of definition, and I have a lot of answers, but I have a lot of questions. So I still don't think I'm satisfied as to the answer of 2012, if in fact it's true. But I gotta say, Chris, that with all of the freaky stuff that's happening around the world, with all of the strange, bizarre events of the world, it's starting to line up to mean something.
Oh, definitely. We're heading down a road that's narrow, bleak, and dark, in my opinion. We are not moving ahead to a good place. I've just been watching society in general for many, many years. You know this, Colin. How many times have I blasted you with my complaints about how I see civilization going? I find it going down, not up, and that's a tremendous concern to me. I feel the energy all around us from all the people different. I look at the sky, it appears different to me. I see phenomena all the time I don't understand. I look at things and don't recognize them and say, well, what am I looking at? There's so much going on. And that's another thing that I've written a few articles about is I was at a place, saw a sighting of unusual lights, and the people around me totally ignored it. Were not interested, didn't want to know it.
Was this creepy place that you went to?
No. I was at a beach party on the Atlantic Ocean, on a deck, that second story deck overlooking the ocean, and there were two lights, and they were definitely not aircraft, and they were jumping around, speeding, making big sharp turns. They were here, and the next second they were way out over there, and I was standing there astounded, called two friends and said, look at that. They watched, didn't know what it was, and just turned around and walked away. I then yelled to the group of people sitting around the table having chips and dip, what is that? Look. They all looked, shrugged their shoulders, and, well, if it's something, not interested. One man took me inside and said, look it. You and I both know that was just a sighting, but I think the fear of it is keeping, you know, making them blow it off. Just let it go.
Right.
I couldn't let that go. I had to write an article about it, and I did. I found that incredulous, that these friends of mine, the thought, even the very thought that they were seeing a sighting, made them look the other way.
Do you think that it was because that they didn't want to deal with the ramifications of it, or that they've seen it, so common that they're desensitized?
No, they don't look up. I found that over the years that it seems the world has formed this tunnel vision of things directly in front of them. I don't know if it's a brainwashing or what, but they don't go out and look up like when we were kids, we would all be laying on our backs looking at the clouds, go up and look at the stars at night. That's not done much anymore. People don't look up. They don't care. Maybe it's too overwhelming. It's too frightening, and they don't want to be mixed up in it, absolutely, without question. We had a
When John Hogue was here and doing the Hogue prophecies, and I talked to him, even though we had some communication challenges that night, he made a statement that, let me play it here.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religions of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 1,000 years is about knowing.
How about that one for a statement?
Well, if the years are about knowing, is that what he said? I didn't hear that last.
Yeah.
Well, if the world wants to know, they have to look. You know, if every scientist refused to look off of their desk, there would be no discoveries. We would not be where we are today. Knowing is investigating, and I find that lost in people.
Right. They don't do the dig anymore. There is no dig. I tell you what, girl, just hang in there for a few seconds. We've got to do a quick one here, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Holly from Endless Journey and the Night Zone. Find out about the abduction of two people in New York who are simply trying to drive home, or the alien bloodletting rituals of the Mayans. Find out what happened to investigators on the infamous Mount Misery Road, or their encounter at the deserted Kings Park Mental Institution. Decide if the reptile hiding in the teenager's room was from this world or beyond. Watch for the ghostly experience of the New York City policeman. And then tune in to Terror Chat The Night Zone, hosted by Colin Knight on Blog Talk Radio. Watch and listen as Colin interviews those who live the stories we write about, plus many other great guests. Visit Endless Journey The Night Zone and listen to our show while browsing our articles. Just Google Chris Holly, Endless Journey, or Blog Talks, Tarot Chats, The Night Zone. See you there if you dare.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
Things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments where you know something like that? Have you ever had those times where you think you see a flash of a person or a shadow? You delve into the inner sanctum of paranormal activities. Paranormal at its best, with some of the brightest and the best investigators in North America. Come with us on a journey, possibly an enlightenment.
Coming soon. Watch for the listings.
In the Night Zone, we'd like to know what you think. So we open the phone lines each live session, and tonight is no different.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
If you are a registered listener, you can come to our virtual studio by clicking the chat button on the Terror Chat Blog Talk page, and just click on the Talk to Host button.
347-324-3287. Call in now. 347-324-3287. You're in the Night Zone with the Colin Knight. All background music and bumps heard on TerrorChat can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists.
You are listening to TerrorChat
on BlogTalkRadio.com. Things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments? Paranormal at its best. Come with us on a journey.
Coming soon. Watch for the listings. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Or in the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
You know, as we look at the internet psychic vampire phenomenon and look back in the 4 or 5 years that we've been doing Terraformer Politics at the user group on Yahoo, looking at the archives, Chris, I got to say that there was a great deal of similarities that I guess now the buzzword or the buzz tag or the buzz phrase are IPVs, but in those days, or 5 years ago, which doesn't seem so long ago, but millions of years in internet time, they're equal. They're the same kind of thing.
Oh, definitely. I thought about it the first time. What happened is I interviewed and I did a little investigation on vampires. I didn't want to tell you the truth. It was something that I was fearful of. But it was all over the internet, and there were many, many people in these chat rooms, and I figured, well, if it's out there, I should know what it is so I can help people defend against it or understand it or deal with it, because right. It's there whether we like it or not. So I tried, and to be honest, I did not have much luck trying to find someone to discuss it with me until I found this young man who is a vampire, and he was very nice with me and explained it all to me, and I do not fear him, and he made me understand there's parts of it that are terrible and parts of it that it's just their thing. And he
we're talking about just your average-looking person. We're not talking like a Count Dracula type of looking person, just an average Joe, right?
Well, he looked, yeah, I guess so. He does have kind of fangs, but I think that's for private use. I know it is. But he was a lovely, well-spoken man. In fact, I think you should do a show with him. And he laid it all out for me and explained it all to me, and he brought my attention to these internet psychic vampires and the fact of how dangerous they are. And through that conversation, I connected it back to years ago when these terrible, absolutely horrible fights were taking place in the other, not this chat system, that we use now. The Pal Talk one is actually the only one I go to because I don't have time. I don't have time, and there's lots of metaphysical things there for me to
right.
look at. But the other chat systems were brutal. They were just terrible.
Yeah.
And I realized,
they were a little rough.
And I realized, oh, they were more than rough. The hatred and the fighting for territory was almost like if they don't win this group of people in this room, they're going to starve to death and die. That's the way
right.
they were acting. And in fact, that may be almost what was going on. I think they were all these terrible...
They were feeding.
Yeah. The egomaniacs and bullies, but many of them also were psychic vampires. And they were actually fighting, and I mean terrible wars, for territory, for their feeding ground, for their cattle. And it made me say, you know, I'm done with that because that's a bad place. If you find yourself in a war with, you know, three or four of these creatures, the best place for you to be is not there. So, you know,
the best
I also,
place to be is elsewhere.
Elsewhere. And also, you know, you have the ignore feature on all these chat things. And if someone comes in, pay attention to your instincts. It's why we're alive now, because going back to the beginning of time, we survived because we paid attention to our natural instincts. If your instinct tells you someone makes you uncomfortable, no matter what the reason might be, put them on ignore. Cut your direct line to them. Because if you don't, you are in their eyesight, they're in your listening sight, you're in their aim of fire. So cut
right.
that off and protect yourself. And if everyone did that simple thing, they would have no place to go, no one to feed off of,
yeah.
no one to drain. So
my instinct with these those type of people that you speak of is to remove their food source. And to do that, I just become oblivious to them, or just so innocuous that it makes no difference, you know.
Well, that's exactly my. I am oblivious to them most of the time. I am not listening, doing something else, not paying attention do not give them the gift of my time.
Yeah.
And if they
I must admit, though, I got to tell you, I got my maple leaf crucifix as a mug because all I had to do is to a buddy of mine that PM'd me the other day. I just said to him, "Now, guru." And as soon as I did that, he answered me with a most perfect name of the the queen. And it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it is funny if it wasn't so sad. And the reason I say that is you and I and Amy and people like us, we blow this off. We defend ourselves against them. Or we shoot an arrow back at them and knock them off their chair and they stay away from us. You know, one of those things we do. But what about the poor soul with a very sad life that's trying desperately to have a good time for a little while? They
right.
are just like the wounded little lamb in the group. Is it really
yeah.
fair to let them lay there and be, you know, just savaged when if we all, stayed together and refused to let it happen? It would be best for, you know, the better thing for everyone. So I put a lot of this on the owners of the rooms. They have to pay attention to this and not allow it to happen. And as Amy said, she just red dots them, cuts that line off so that they cannot feed off of the people. And believe
yeah.
me, bang, they leave and go to another room.
Yeah.
You know, they're hungry.
I noticed that that the rooms are very much being swayed to a anti-religion type of attacks most times, especially in politics. I'm seeing quite a, regardless of whatever political discussion is underway, somebody always seems to slip in the M word, if you will, you know, and it's
well,
unfortunate.
I think right now we're going to see a lot of things that I always called plants, people that are sent in to do things to control the masses for whatever reason it might be. And some of these reasons are indeed quite terrible. And if you hear someone doing rhetoric that's absolutely against society on every level and any level, you're meeting up with a plant, which might be a Tokyo Rose type person paid to go in there by whatever horrible society or place they're coming from to go in and poison the minds of the weak and those
for whatever,
who don't make their own
yeah,
decisions.
For whatever psychological reason,
right.
for whether
right.
it be a political movement or whether it be a social movement.
Right.
You know, we've come a long way since the weathermen throwing Molotov cocktails at police cars.
You don't have to. You can do it from your bedroom and with your microphone.
Exactly.
But still people have to be aware that people are paid to do this. This isn't just always some wacko in their room. These are sometimes coming from very negative, very bad, ungodly, horrible groups that are out
right.
to collapse society in some way or fashion, be it through a political war or religious background, whatever, wherever
right.
they're coming from. They're out to hurt you, and they are paid to go in and steal your mind, brainwash you into believing some of the stuff is totally outrageous, you know, outrageous statements. You know, the two things that can protect you in life is your own strength and your own knowledge. And you really can't get your knowledge from internet chat rooms. You have to go and use books and all kinds of alternate places to go and get the information and see if it's the same in every place and then think about it before you make a judgment. So if you keep all of that in mind and just ignore these people, it takes the fire out of their speech and the money out of their pocket because they are being paid to harm you. And never forget that paid word, paid to harm you.
Or paid to manipulate you into a position where
right.
the feeding
right.
frenzy is capable, where they're capable of a feeding frenzy.
Right.
And sometimes that's done when paid. That's not necessarily cash up front. That's favors done here and favors done there. And before you know it, there's a conspiracy under a conspiracy. And I think that's what's happening in America today. I'm having a great deal of difficulty keeping the politics out of Terror Chat and Terror Chat out of the politics, because I think they're intertwined. And I'm wondering if Barack Obama will release the UFO documents, whether he will find out, as people claim he will, whether there are UFOs and if UFOs exist and if we are aware of them.
And if he'll be allowed to, is I think the bigger question. I think there have been many presidents that wanted to go further with it and were stopped. And I wouldn't be surprised if he came up against the same type of thing. But, you know, I'm optimistic that that would happen because it's time. Look, if Thomas Edison was laughed at and everybody feared him and looked the other way and, no, don't let me look at that box and, don't put that near my ear, like they are today, we would be still, you know, having our horse parked outside and using the outhouse. You have to go with science to some degree. You have to stop being so fearful and open your mind to most paranormal things as being just that science that we don't really know yet. But it's probably all going to work out to be explainable. It's going to be science we didn't understand. Even if it's science from other beings, from another place or dimension, it's just that we don't understand it. To constantly live in fear is a horrible place to be. Curiosity is much more interesting, fun, and will provide a better, you know, place for you to live your life from. If you are grounded on a subject, let's say flying saucers or UFOs, you accept that. If you see one, it will not kill you in your spot. If you've read about what to do and what not to do and what to expect, you'll live through it, you'll deal with it, and, you know, that'll be that. It's the people that fear everything, that leave themselves open to tragedies, you know? So be more open-minded and accept things you don't understand as science that just yet is not understood. And that's
well,
why
speaking of, and speaking of science, we have a person in our virtual studio. I think he's a science fiction writer. He talks about an action that took place, and he's disappearing and teleporting and doing all kinds of interesting stuff. I'm going to leave it up in the virtual studio to invite people, if they're interested in this gentleman's condition, then by all means, come to the virtual studio. It will be in the archive. You will be able to get to it from blogtalkradio.com, Terror Chat webpage, and have a look at what was typed, and you make a decision as to the information that one of our audience members is putting forward into the virtual studio. As we move into the final 7 minutes, Chris, talking with Amy and talking with yourself and knowing the background that we've done on internet psychic vampires and knowing who, what, and when they are, what do you think about internet chat? Where do you see us going? Are we still on the slippery slope down, or are we gaining ground?
Gee, you're going to ask me that question over the radio. I can honestly say I have good thoughts that it'll go forward, but doubts as well. I don't see it yet in a place that's nice. There's still way too much hatred and bullying and control issues for people to really benefit from it, and it's such a shame because the sharing of information and knowledge and stories and the learning that could go on and the things you could learn to protect yourself in life are lost on, you know, well, I want the mic and he's in this and he's a that and fighting with each other and name-calling and egos that, oh, God, that's all that psych vampire stuff, these egos that you can't feed them enough.
Right.
All of that is still in the way, way heavy in the way. So whether it'll make it or not, I don't know. I really don't. We can only wait and see.
I was looking at the chat lineups before we came on air just to see where we are, and I must admit, as a Canadian conservative, non-political, but Canadian conservative, I'm disappointed to see that there are so many claimed conservative rooms in Paltalk, yet each of them have less than 20, 22 people. So cumulatively, they have maybe 100 people. That is a very minor society, part of society. But it could be a feeding frenzy for those that like to inflict political pain.
Yeah, it's a problem. It definitely is a problem. One side seemed to learn how to use the internet, and the other side didn't do as well.
Yeah, but it seems so lopsided because the Democrats, like it or not, their internet machine was pretty impressive. Like you said earlier, they had paid people running the internet 24/7, making sure that their candidates were front and center on discussions. You know, they had their daily talk points coming out every day on what their operatives were to push and nudge rooms into those areas. So there was a lot happening, that's for sure.
Oh, they definitely used the internet to their advantage, and they did a great job at it. And anyone that does not admit that is fooling themselves. This is a free service so far to all of us, and we could all use it equally the same. It's up to the
Absolutely.
Masses what they want to do.
Absolutely. And that's why... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to say to the gentleman that's in your virtual audience that if he would like to contact either one of us, I'd be interested to see what he was talking about because I can't see it from here. If he would email one of us and we could discuss it, we could always write an article and do a show. That goes to anybody and everyone. Something paranormal, let us know. We'll try to work with you.
Absolutely. One of the paragraphs is, he's got an axe at my throat and I pull a disappearing act on him and become invisible. I tie his shoelaces together and give him a wedgie and I reappear. So that gentleman that's out there that's typing that into the virtual studio auditorium, I tell you, you make sure you get a hold of one of us. You can catch our emails up on Terror Chat website on blogtalkradio.com. And give us a dingle, and let's see what you're all about. As we move into the final 3 minutes, Chris, looking at the fallout from the political fallout, do you see a darkness over the world? Do you see this negative haze that seems to be just hanging?
I think I see a lot of people going out of their way to hang on to that. I personally don't want that, and I refuse to do that. I'm looking for a brighter day and for good things for us all. And that can only happen if you put out the proper karma. If you put out that energy, you'll get it back. And if you put out and continue day in and day out feeding black, dark, negative karma into this universe, that's exactly what you're going to get back. So people need to understand that. The intentions you throw out there, they come back to you. They're not going to come back to me so much. I may have to pay for your intentions, but they will come back to you. So decide, do you want a better world and a brighter future for you, your children, your families, your friends, or do you want it all horrible? That's your decision, and the intentions you throw out there will make it big.
Oops. I got to get out of here, Chris. Sorry about that. We're bounced into the final minute. God bless you, my dear. Blessings upon you. I think we're out of here. Thanks, Pam.
You're in the night zone with the Calling Knights.
You know, now, first of all, Hans, no disrespect, but I'm counting down to another 40 seconds here before I have to actually get off the air. Yet this thing was timed to go off at that particular time. Now, why would that be, Hans? We're going to have to deal with something like that, sir, because we just cannot have it. Anyway, over on VOCR on the 23rd, I have Marshall Masters. We're going to talk about net neutrality for those of you that are interested in net neutrality. We'll catch you over there, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.